Welcome to Meant to Win, a podcast for founders, visionaries, and leaders who are deeply aware that their life and work are meant to create a bigger impact. We're diving into real strategy, conscious leadership, and the internal identity work that allows you to create massive success. I'm your host, Dr. Stephanie Wigner, an author, speaker, and eight-figure entrepreneur who loves to take business strategy and combine it with the inner identity work that truly unlocks the next level for you. If you know you have a big calling for your life and your work is meant to help more people, then you're in the right place. Welcome back. I have the best surprise today. So we are just recording podcasts today in HQ, and my snack daddy came by because I've had a day full of coaching, and he brought me lunch and he brought me a change of clothes for tennis and thought we were going to go play tennis. And I was like, that's so cute. But the podcast team is here. And so guess what? This is a perfect opportunity for you to pop on the podcast again. Let's talk about something new. Last time we talked about our marriage, let's talk about AI. He has really stepped into his AI era. I am trying to persuade you and convince you to abandon everything and only do AI for the wealthy practitioner.
Yeah, it's not taking much convincing at this point. Yeah.
Yeah, right. You're fighting me on it. You're like, no, we still need other things in place. But I really did want to have you on so that we could talk about AI. I mean, we were just in Miami like a week ago with Callan talking all AI, you know, how we're applying it to our practices, the ideas that we have for our clients. You know, we're even toying around with the idea of like releasing a new little program for practitioners to do more AI in their offices, because even though we've been talking about it inside of the Wealthy Practitioner for the last 3 years, so many new clients that come in aren't using AI at all. So many other practitioners, any business model with a brick and mortar is not really using AI to the extent that they could be. I feel like there are so many places that just use AI for content, just use AI for marketing, write an email, write a piece of social media content. It's like, that's barely the scratching the surface. That's not doing anything. And so it's like, let's have this conversation about how much time you could be saving with AI, how your processes could be dialed in with AI. And so maybe chat a little bit just about how you've been using it inside of our practices.
Yeah. I mean, like, first of all, what an exciting time to be alive, right? Like, I mean, we get to experience this. It's kind of like a gold rush, you know what I mean? Like, just a gold rush of knowledge and technology all happening at the same time. We're all busy, right? Like, as a doctor owning, you know, five clinics, having multiple staff members, how do you juggle all that? And then at the same time, try to build out like all these systems and processes using AI. Most people just get overwhelmed. I mean, I was getting overwhelmed until, you know, you basically sat me down. You were like, listen, if this is what you're passionate about and this is what you love, you should be doing it. And what does that actually look like? Mm-hmm. It doesn't look like burn everything down. It looks like, let's get a capable COO in place so you can really dive in and really spend a lot of your time doing what you love and kind of building out the back end.
That's true. I mean, like, that's a recent shift that you had, because you were still taking care of patients one day a week on Tuesdays. And we just made that shift like a month ago, where we pulled you out completely so that you could fully own the CEO role for all the clinics.
Yeah, and it's made the biggest difference. Like, the COO, I mean, it's, you know, yeah, you see patients one day a week on a Tuesday, but that Tuesday melds into a Wednesday of taking care of all the issues that happened on Tuesday, and then X, Y, and Z person's hitting you up for this and that. So,
and all the patient notes that you have to do.
The patient notes. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I mean, you understand. I mean, most of your listeners probably understand too. So, I mean, if you're in that situation currently, there is other options, obviously, in order to try to, you know, cleave back even one or two CEO days. You don't need to take that away from your family. You don't need to take that, you know, away from your staff. There is other options available. But yeah, I mean, AI, I mean, it's, for me, it's crazy. I mean, it's moving at such a fast pace. Every day I feel like something new pops up on my feed, and then I look into that and I get obsessed with that, and you're kind of just like a kid in a candy shop.
You listen to like three podcasts a day about AI.
Well, yeah. I mean, I am. I'm truly addicted to it currently. But what I've really tried to do recently is be like, okay, let's stick in one lane, one avenue, you know, and like, let's really write down and really hone in on what do we actually do at our clinic? And then after looking at that, being like, okay, now what can we automate? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people get triggered by this, right? They're like, oh, you're just going to automate people's jobs away and like all this. It has nothing to do with that. My team that it's in place is awesome. But if I could free up tasks that like a 2-year-old can do, then like, yeah, I'm obviously going to do that. And that's going to drive my organization forward. I could put them into different places and different roles. That's going to drive the organization forward.
Well, and that just is too, like something that I talk about often inside of the Wealthy Practitioner is just because, and I tell my team this too, like just because parts of your role can get replaced with AI and should get replaced with AI, that doesn't mean you're replaceable. It means that you just created more leverage for me as the business owner because you're now going to be focused on $50 an hour tasks instead of $20 an hour tasks. And I think sometimes it's important to remind ourselves as the owner that our team needs to be reminded of that too. Like they see us being, you know, talking with your spouse, getting all excited. We want to build all these AI infrastructures. And then we come back to them Monday morning and we're like, okay, so we're doing this, this, and this. And it triggers their scarcity. It triggers their feeling of, oh my gosh, this isn't good. This is going to replace me. And it's like, no, you're just going to actually become more valuable for me as the owner.
Yeah. That's the ultimate point, right? Like, and like even taking that same concept and putting it onto you as the owner is, it's super important. Like for instance, like for me, a lot of my time was over 30 employees is like everybody doing the right things. Is everybody following the SOPs the way I want them to follow them? And I would go run and like look at the text that went through for the day and be like, ah, they're not answering this correctly. Then follow up with that person the next day. Or like, why is the insurance getting inputted wrong? Like who did that? And then go chase that down and then go retrain that person, you know? That's actually one of the automations that we're currently working on in the clinic I didn't even know you could do this. So I fell down a rabbit hole with Claude and I was talking to him and I'm like, you know, as a doctor or a practitioner, like what is one way? Like what does my staff really do? All the communication, all the EHR, EMR stuff, and then all the internal talk, not outgoing communication, internal communication. I would say that's probably 70, 80% of like the daily things that go on at my clinic, right? EHR, EMRs, they have an audit log. By law, they have to have an audit log. Every button that gets clicked by your staff member, by the doctor, every portion of a note, it all gets recorded into an audit log. And guess what? We can download that. So, I mean, that was a huge unlock for me. I mean, yes, it's a huge file, but you can download it as a TXT file and you could drop that right into Cowork. What did my front desk staff click for the last month? What did my billers click for the last month?
Okay, so this is so important. So let's stop here for a minute because one, if you have no idea what your team is working on, this is going to tell you what they're working on. If they're like, oh, I spent hours catching up and looking at the schedule, you can go in and audit their log and be like, well, that's not necessarily true. But is that true?
This is where a lot of people quit because they go, oh, they look at it and they go, oh, crap. Like, this seems awesome. It looks awesome. But I'm so overwhelmed currently that, like, how do I even button that up? Like, I have a manual that I made 3 years ago that like is,
you're saying the owner's overwhelmed.
The owners, yeah. You know, they're off script. So like they can go in, sit down, take a CEO day, take two CEO days and be like, okay, this is my manual. Is this really how I want it to work? And if it isn't, change what you need to change, drop that into Cowork and be like, okay, this is how I want everything to work. You can put it in a project file. You can, make it into a skill and then get those audit logs download. And then outgoing comms. We're lucky. We have a phone system that now, gives us transcripts of every single phone call. So we can download those. But if you're using a text system, like 90% of offices are texting nowadays, you can download those. If you're using Google Voice, you can download all that and kind of pop that in. If you're using a software-based system, same thing. You can download that in. And then emails are obviously easy. You could just forward all emails that are incoming to any of your work addresses to a work-made email. I mean, I'm using ClaudeBot for that, but...
Yeah, let's not go off on that tangent.
okay, yeah. But
but you can still scan your emails and get downloadable files.
Yeah.
I think, though, the point that I wanted to make was that business owners want to keep a pulse on their employees without micromanaging. AI has made that doable. That's really important to know because I think when people hear AI... a lot of things get lost in translation. They don't know where to implement. And it's like, what you pointed out that I want to make sure people don't miss is that you were like, where am I overwhelmed as the business owner? And what problem do I need to be solved? And you were like, I have all these employees. I can't be everywhere at once. I'm not even actually in the clinics, but I need to keep a pulse on everything. Okay, you asked AI, how do I solve this problem, right? You were like, what should I do? And it's like, oh, you should go into audit logs and see if the people who are operating your front desk are doing the system and the process that you installed, are they actually executing on it? And so that's how you even went down the rabbit hole of finding the audit logs, getting those uploaded, and then really went down this path of being like, okay, are we communicating the way that I would expect us to? Are we executing on emails, times that it's taking us to execute? You know, when I know for us, often team are like, I'm so overwhelmed. There's not enough time to do things. It's really easy to see where they're spending all of their time also.
Yeah. And then, you know, once you have that data, you can hook it right into your Notion dashboard. So now I don't need to think. I can go in and I can say, okay, click the, you know, EHR, EMR tab in my Notion dashboard and go to the weekly brief of exactly what everybody's doing. It'll condense that information into however you want it condensed. The communications, that's correlating between my SOPs, how I want it to work, and what the system and what the AI is actually seeing. So it's saying like, it's almost, what I wanted to do is give a report card, but I haven't made it that far yet. But you know,
also grading your team is what you're
basically
saying. Like, are they doing a good job based on the SOP, based on the expectation? Would you give them an A+ or are you giving them a C-?
Yeah. And then also like, how important is that at a yearly review or like a, you know, renegotiation type talk? Like that stuff's pretty important, you know? And it's not something to be like, okay, this staff member sucks. Like we need to kick them out. It's like, maybe that person wasn't trained properly or wasn't told, you know, some of these people, they've been with you for a long time. And then more importantly, internal communications, right? Like what the heck is going on between all my billers? What are they communicating about? What aren't they telling me? So simple forwarding every single email outgoing and ingoing from my main biller who catches issues to the people who are actually making the phone calls and taking care of those issues. So capturing those internal emails, I mean, that's taken just a boatload off my shoulders. So rather than sitting around and acting 50% of the time, thinking about it 30% of the time, I'm clicking on a dashboard and spending 20% of my time. If I need to reach out to somebody, I'll reach out to them at that point. But running around in all these different directions is no good for anybody.
Well, I think too, because I shared with them on a recent podcast that you don't love systems and you're more the visionary. But like, this AI is helping you create the systems in addition to your COO, because now you have the idea and AI is doing some of the implementation for you and like executing on the tasks that you're telling it to, which is really important because there's so many people, no matter how much I talk about SOPs, I mean, my own husband is like resistant to it because you don't love it. It's like not something you love. You don't want to sit down and create systems.
Yeah, like who, like what, you guys out there like that? Like, I mean, who likes sitting down and coming up? I mean, I like good ideas for my business.
Yeah, because you're a visionary.
Forward, but I don't want to sit down and type on a computer a 40-page document. You know what I'm saying?
But like for people who are always hearing, you need to create systems. It's like, well, you finally have a tool that can do that. You know,
for sure.
It's like, look at the processes and then use AI to extract a better system that actually solves the problems that you have.
And quickly. And within a day for a lot of these different things. But yeah, I mean, that was the big one for me. And once we figured all that out, I mean, that did take a lot off of my shoulders and then ultimately, you know, free up a lot of brain space to, you know.
And realistically, though, this hasn't been something that you figured out in 24 hours. Like, you've been working on this. I think sometimes people are like, oh, AI is so quick. And it is, once you nail down exactly what you want to happen. But there's a lot of dialogue of you going back and forth with Claude of like, this is right, this isn't right. Actually, you pulled the wrong patient. Because sometimes Claude will not tell you the right data. Like sometimes it will make something up. So it's really important. I know recently inside of TWP, we pulled a report from like surveys and it gave us names that didn't exist. And we were like, what are you doing? Where are you getting this information from? So I think that's really important too, to check the accuracy of numbers and whatever you're looking for. But it took you time tweaking it. I think people think this is like an hour project and it's not.
Yeah, well, I mean, the new stuff is kind of learning with you. So, I mean, that's, you know, it's learning the same time you're learning, you know, but I feel like if you do mess with it enough and it does learn your organization enough and you figure out the setup and you know, you get through all that and then you hammer on it hour after hour, day after day, it starts to learn at a rapid pace because it learns your organization. It knows your brand colors. It knows your web, like how you like all your systems and processes in the background. And now it's starting to know, okay, well, damn, like this is an ongoing issue for you. So I can literally go in and be like, this is an ongoing issue. Can you figure something out overnight that was gonna help me in the morning? Yeah. I read it, and then I'm like, well, actually, that would help. Actually, that's complete crap. And then you tell it that it's complete. So now it knows. So it's a relationship, you know?
Well, and even some of the tasks that were taking a long time, you know, I think of, like, the CAs going through, like, a reactivation spreadsheet. Like, okay, this person left without scheduling, so we add them to the no future appointment list. But then it's like, okay, well, Claude can just do that for you now. It can look through and you can say, grab me a list of patients that haven't been in the last 20 days, you know, the last 2 weeks, whatever it is. And I think it's things like that where I just want people to start thinking there's so many better ways to use it. I also know, you know, like inside of TWP, obviously we've been talking about AI for 3 years, but Nikki recently recorded a training for people to integrate it with their QuickBooks because people are always like not understanding what their overhead is. And it's like, you need real-time data to make different decisions about your finances and the way that you're spending money inside of your business. And, you know, I'm not here to talk about like, do you feel safe connecting it to QuickBooks? That's your own decision to make. But the truth of the matter is AI is not going anywhere. So you just have to understand your personal risk tolerance with it. I also think there's ways to set it up to where it doesn't have access to change anything. It just reads the data that's already there. And I know even with some of the automations and integrations we've set up on the TWP side, and a lot of my financial dashboards that I recently built through Claude Cowork are attached to Stripe, but it's read-only. They can't go in there, they can't change anything. And it's like, it's basically just extracting the Stripe report that Stripe would already give me. And it's showed me like failed payments that we would have missed because we didn't have the right automation set up.
Yeah, very cool.
You know, and so it's just like, there's so much that you can do with it. And I think of all the ways in the practice, of course, but now I'm implementing stuff for TWP. And even just this week, the Goldmine challenge that we did, we gave them all access to ChatBDQ and they're like mind blown with how accurate it is. They're mind blown with like how much it sounds like me. And it's like, yeah, because we took all of like years of my coaching and uploaded it to the back end so that it coaches and thinks just like me. And we gave it rules and we gave it regulations. And, you know, that's one of the resources that we have for clients, but you can do the same thing with your patients. And even recently on an expanders call, Brandy, which is hilarious that you have on an expander sweatshirt today. Even recently, Brandy taught them how to create a Replit app for their patient resources. And it's just like, how can you elevate your experience with all of the things that you're able to create in real time, but apply that to your business? I think there's just no cap to what we can do.
Yeah, I mean, your chat BDQ, for instance, my COO was like, man, how did you deal with your staff asking you the same questions over and over again? Then they forget it. I'm like, ding, ding, ding. We can make an internal chat BDQ that answers stupid questions. And now the rule is ask that thing before you ask me. You know, and shout out to Callan too, because she's said that in the past as well. But I mean, even just that, it's for me, it's coming from a place of how do I free up time for smart people within my organization? Mm-hmm. We all have smart people that we love and we care about in the organization. How do we take whatever the biggest frustration point is? Can we automate it? Can we figure something out with AI in order to take that off their plate? Because if they are truly a good person within your organization, it's going to lift them up, mm-hmm. which in turn is going to lift your organization up, right? So,
and it's not even the things that frustrate them. Definitely start with that, but also the time intense things.
Yeah.
The time intense things can be shortened, and then all of a sudden you've freed up capacity in somebody's day to go out and figure out how to make you more money.
Yeah, I mean, this is why it's so exciting, and it's such an exciting time to be alive. Because, I mean, everybody's like, oh, I'm like, if you're sitting at home right now thinking, I'm so behind, right? Because that's what a lot of people think. It's like, bro, we are currently all in on the same playing field. It's like when the internet started and those people were learning whatever the hell coding techniques it was. It's like, probably all this stuff will be obsolete, but you will know how to talk to that. You'll know the base. You can form the base, and everybody, large organizations, like they're all building a base right now. So you are currently on that playing field. You don't have to start behind.
Totally. And I think of that. What's that podcast that you listen to? That's all the billionaires.
Oh, the All In podcast.
The All In podcast. Yeah. Like one of the conversations they were having is that they now have like a token budget, which if you don't know, a token is inside a Claude and it's basically your usage. Is that what you would say?
Well, yeah, tokens, that's it's the energy expenditure base behind your thing that costs money. Yeah.
Those guys now have a budget for that on their payroll as if it was another employee, and some of them, because they have thousands and hundreds of thousands of employees probably in some of their companies, are now looking at the usage and then also the ROI from that usage of how much they've been able to streamline their processes.
Yeah, I mean, these big companies are burning through tokens like nobody's business. I mean, that's not going to be you.
How much are you spending right now on Claude a month?
Probably like $300-$400. But I mean, me and my COO are hammering into it. We're on max plans on Claude. Yeah. So I mean, that's just $200 a month, you know, base fee.
I just wanted to know because I wanted to.
But then my Claude bot is the killer.
I wanted to see if TWP was beating you, and we are, because our budget's $500 a month.
Yeah, well, you have Brandy, so I mean, that's seven.
I'm pretty sure. I need to ask. I'm like, Brandy, what are you doing that's not in Claude anymore? Because I would be shocked.
Well, yeah, you keep yelling at me that I'm trying to steal Brandy based off of you know. I know. All the
you guys get in here and you start talking about AI, and I'm like, no.
Stay on task. We're in lunch. I'm like, okay. Yeah,
I think that it's such a good point that you made that you're not behind. And if you feel like that, that's a choice. You can dive in and start learning. You can watch YouTube videos about it, how to apply it. You can go in and just ask it, like you said, how can I apply this to my business? How can I accelerate? What things can I automate that I'm not even considering?
If you think you're behind, go talk to the next 20 people you meet on the street, wherever. Your friends, your mom, your coworker, and anybody. Just go talk to them.
And ask them what they're doing with it.
Yeah, and talk to them about like one or two things that even I said today. Like, I mean, just go talk to them. I mean, that's really, you're in the 1% if you're even having conversations about it. Never what, like dive in, you know, just dive in and start exploring it, because it really truly is fascinating, and it really isn't a scary thing that's going to outsource. No. I think it's going to make everything a lot better. But I mean,
I think I love the way Callan explains it, where she's like, you need AI in your life so you can live more of your life.
For sure.
Like AI is here to give us margin, and what a gift that is, you know?
What a gift. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fun. I'm so excited that you were able to stop by and we were able to do this. If you guys think that we should make this a little series of how we're using it in our clinics, let me know. Like I said, we might be playing around with the idea of releasing something. If you are like, hey, I don't even know where to start with my team, go back and watch the team episode I did. You're going to find that the strategists and the pioneers on your team are going to be excited about using AI. I said before that the builders are going to be the ones replaced with AI. That is true, unless they ascend and become a strategist. So listen to that podcast episode if you haven't, and I'll see you next week. If something in this episode resonated with you today, trust that it wasn't random. It wasn't an accident. Growth doesn't come from doing more. It comes from becoming more. If you know you're meant for a bigger life, a bigger impact, and success that actually truly feels aligned with you, then you're being called forward. This is your opportunity.